Cisco started a program called the Transition Training Academy, which was designed to take the entry-level training that Cisco does, add some components around the Microsoft Office Services Suite, and provide a capability to the wounded warriors, those who are in medical hold. It started in 2006. The program was designed to be a self-assisted training program where there'd be online versions as well as instructor-led courses. And it was designed to work around their medical and physical therapy schedules. So there was morning and afternoon sessions so that they could always attend a session on the topic that they needed to cover. Cisco sponsored this out of a desire to, one, contribute and give back, but also based on the fact that there were a lot of veterans at Cisco that have either had direct experience or cursory experience with those who have been wounded or disabled in the military. And, you know, when they leave and enter the civilian workforce, are unprepared for it. They don't have the skills or even an idea of what they would apply themselves to educationally in order to gain some skill sets.
If they need these skill sets, they need a jumping off point. Is there a specific area of skill sets that they should know about before getting involved so that they know what it is they're in for? What is it they have to do?
Understand where these young men and women are coming from. They're in combat or in service, and all of a sudden their career is cut short and changed. So their career path that they were on, majority of them are in non-technical roles. So the preparation for this is really designed to do two things. First off, to give them and keep them mentally agile and active while they're going through the physical therapy and the recovery session while they're in the Wounded Warrior Regiment, so or medical hold. This allows them to test themselves and see if they have an interest in this area. The basic skills that they need are those of anybody, and that is, you know, a level of motivation and interest in technology, and this gives them a chance to test their desire to continue on with follow-on education, either using the GI Bill or other schooling that they can get, such that again, it's designed to provide that base foundation that they could enter into an entry-level role as a network technologist. Working for, you know, just about any small, medium business or even large corporations, again, in entry-level positions.
You know, on paper and the way you explain it, it makes perfect sense. You have a need to fill cybersecurity roles, and these are people who have a need to adjust their career life plans and learn a new skill and be able to help their country in that way. Why has it taken us to this point to figure out how we can make this work? What have been the biggest obstacles to overcome?
This has been in place. We started this in 2006. We worked directly with the Department of Labor and Veterans Affairs. Trying to continue to find sponsors has been an issue. Going forward, we've had great demand from within the military medical community as well as the Wounded Warrior Regiments. Those that are overseas have voiced interest in the program. So our ability to scale it is one of those items that always comes back to funding. Recently, with the additional funding from Raytheon, the commitment from Cisco to continue this program, we feel we're able now to reach out to a larger audience and to actually educate more folks at more facilities with a very consistent level. I think the next step is making sure that we can find employers who are willing to take these people on board and give them roles within their corporations. But also remember, some of these folks can return to the military active duty with a new MOS in the IT arena. And it's an opportunity for them to be able to do that and continue to serve in uniform.
We're talking with Mike Quinn. He is the Vice President of Technical Services at Cisco. We're learning more about the Wounded Warrior Project. And I really wanted to expand on, if at all possible, what you said about the next step with this, which is, you know, matching people up with places to work. Is that, does Cisco have a hand in that, or are you strictly the IT part of it?
No, Cisco and some of our partners have been very active in finding these positions for these folks as they leave the military. I also sit on an advisory panel to the president, started with President Bush and currently with President Obama, that focuses on veterans employment and employer training opportunities. So we have a large network of corporations that range from Walmart and the Home Depot, Cisco, General Electric, General Motors, W.W. Grainger, and others who are very interested in finding roles for these individuals and hiring folks from these from this cadre of the military. So there is a great network of individuals out there helping to bring both the civilian roles and the military together.
And if I could, you touched on this at the beginning of the interview, but I'd like to go back and expand on it as we wrap up the interview, and that is why? Why did Cisco get involved in this in the first place? And tell me about the need that you saw and why you felt like you needed to help meet that need.
So it goes back to experience. I mean, Cisco, again, there are many of us who have served in the military and some of us who had actually suffered through the same situations that these wounded warriors are going through today. And the availability of this type of education wasn't there. We see the opportunity to leverage the technology that we produce, the Internet that we helped to build, the training and education systems that we use to train within our network academies and our Cisco certifications, and so our direct applicability to these individuals and the ability to place that program in the hands of these instructors to basically help those that are helping to defend this nation continue to be contributing to society when they leave the military. And it's our way of reaching out and hopefully giving back as well to them, both as a thank you and as a service.